Hey, folks. How you doing?
What's going
on? Getting down to this. I should experiment with something else. This sounds a bit too sort of, what, Letterman or something?
Yeah, maybe game showy.
Maybe game showy. I'll have a play around, see what we can get. It needs to be light, though, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like something from, I don't know, Dating Naked.
Dating Naked?
Yeah, yeah.
What, that the show over here you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. We have one over here, too.
You have a naked dating show?
We used to.
Naked Attraction, it's called in the UK.
Yeah.
It was fun to begin with, and then it just was like a beacon for some real misfits. You know?
It's just a real, real dirty skeezers.
Yeah, yeah. How's everybody doing?
How's it going out there, guys? We just had our green room. It was great.
Yeah. We met, who was that? Jordan Decker disappeared. I hope Jordan was okay. The last time we saw him, he was his camera image was upside down, and then he kind of vanished. So hope Jordan's okay.
At least he had a seatbelt on.
Yeah. Who else?
Brett was there. Michael Dammit was there.
Michael Dammit was there. Jordan Moran was there.
Logan was there.
Brett Mann was there. It was good. Yep. We had about 10 people at one stage.
Yeah, we talked everything from the layouts of kitchens, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
WrestleMania a little bit.
Knife racks. Yeah. There was all sorts of conversation going on. We talked about this as well. 20 horror movies we refuse to watch again. Justin asked us, is this about 20 movies that we find difficult to watch and so we won't watch them again? Or is it we won't watch things again because they're so bad? And if you read the brief description of the show, it is a mixture of the two. So some of these movies we won't watch again because they're horrific and have scarred us for life, mm-hmm. or they're just downright awful. So there's no need for us to watch them again.
Or the beginning and start and precursor of bullshit that we have today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. are we still on? Are we still? Can everybody see us there? It seems like it is. It's just my screen. Yep. My stream looks like it's buffering for some reason, but yep, I won't interfere with that. Do you want to say hello to everybody? And then we'll.
Of course.
We may have a super chat.
I love saying hello to everybody. Yeah. Chester's here. Debbie's here. Airborne Rocker's here. Katie's here. K Rock the Phantom is here. Jeannie Winnicombe is here. Carl is here. RJ's here. Brandon Collins is here. Happy Sanjo is here. Bladesman is here. Power Packers is here. Michael's here. Justin's here. Tommy's here. Evil is here. Oh, thank God he's here. Logan's here. Shamrock is here. Wade F. and Wilson is here. Debbie's here. And let me scroll down. Punky's World is here. I'm here because I made a comment. Nick Push is here.
Push. You need to bring that back, Nick. You seriously need to bring the push back into your streams.
Oof. Ah, push it. Duke is here. Ryan is here. Justin's here. Brett Patrick is here. Vanderhoff is here. And Duke is here. Okay.
Cool. Good. We have a couple of things. I think I mentioned before, Michael Dammit. He upgraded.
And Russia's in the chat.
Oh, we got somebody from Russia here. Yeah. Excellent.
Wojciechowski.
Russian horror. Kagi Traga 1994. Russian horror. Okay.
Cool.
Michael Dammit upgraded to TSL tier 2. Thank you, Michael. And Happy Sanjo sent in a $5 super chat and says, I refuse to watch either Funny Games ever again, either of them, because there was the I think it was like a Scandinavian one, and then they did a Hollywood remake with Charlize Theron. No. What's the girl from King Kong called? Not Faye Ray. Blonde girl.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts, yeah. I think she was in it. One of the worst endings I've ever seen in a boring, dumb film with nothing but...
Faye Ray in that?
with nothing but sad in the middle. I actually like Funny Games. Have you ever seen Funny Games?
The comedy?
No. This is this is, it's kind of a home invasion thing. Whereas, I don't know whether to give it away or not, but it's
a how old is it?
It's the original's like 20 years old, and then the remake must be 10 years old.
Okay, if you're not seeing it, you're not seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert. Basically, it's this kind of home invasion movie with this couple who are madly in love with each other, and they beat off. Why did I say that? And they get rid of the guys that are doing the home invasion, and the ending is very idyllic. And then all of a sudden, the movie rewinds, and you get the nasty ending that plays out. And it's just dreadful. It's awful. It's really, really bad. And it's just it just fucks with your head because you think that the film's kind of, they've been triumphant when all of a sudden it rewinds and does it the nasty way. I think it was a nice little...
And then he heard a voiceover. Let's see what happens if we did it the wrong way.
okay, so...
Hey, love. My wife is here. Not Bill. Oh, hey, lovely. Bill. Quick draws here. LA's here.
Okay, should we move over to this, because I've got limited time tonight. I'm on a bit of a counter here, so we have got a lot of content coming. We've got an episode that's banked. Frank and I may record this weekend. I'm not sure yet. Wednesday I won't be able to do a live stream because I'm going to see Abigail, which I'm really excited about. So Darren got the wrong funny games? Did I?
No, I was talking about the movie.
I didn't get the wrong funny games, did I?
No, that's probably the don't worry about it.
Yeah, anyway.
It's a joke. Don't worry.
Whatever.
Guys, you got to understand, okay, most of us in here are American, right? The world of sarcasm and jokes. Darren's British, very proper, okay?
Well, we're the masters of sarcasm.
Life is sarcastic over there. If you say, "How is he?" and he says, "I'm right, all right," it makes you feel like shit.
I'm right, I'm all right. Is that how I talk?
Or everything is that will do. It just means just give up.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Speaking of give it up, we're giving up on the movies we're going to be showing here too, right? We gave up on them. Darren, these are movies that are either so boring, like you said, or these are movies that are just so terrible that they probably either make you sick, or why would anybody want to watch this? But anyway, we're probably never going to see these again. And movies that happen to even show up on cable, streaming, or the telly, we're just skip right past them, even if we have just watched shows about snow or making cheese.
Yeah, yeah. These are, you know, when Frank mentioned this, I got excited because I'm going to look at doing some video nasty stuff very soon. And this kind of is a bit of a segue into that with some of the titles that we talk about. So should we go with the first one?
Sure.
Which is yours.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I can't watch it again. I think it's awful. I think it's an absolute awful remake. So out of remakes out of slashers, Darren, that we've had, we've had the Halloween series, depending on which timeline you want to go with. Let's talk about the Rob Zombie one. Not bad. The Rob Zombie, the first one, wasn't bad. And then he had Friday the 13th. I know it has some of its haters, but you and I actually kind of like it.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
This one is blasphemous. And it's not because of Jackie's portrayal. It's just really stupid.
It's quite dull as a Nightmare on Elm Street film.
I mean, you make it where he wasn't a child murderer, or in this one, a molester. And then you find out he kind of is, because he had a secret room. And then you're just like, so I'm confused by the whole thing. And I don't even think the kills are actually anything spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I think it's a wasted opportunity because you had such a decent performance from Jackie Earle Haley. He maximized what he had, I think. And I do think it's a different take on Freddy, the look. He does look slightly different, but it is quite creepy, you know, the look of him.
He looks more of a pumpkin.
he's a lot more burnt than what Robert Englund is, I think. He's like burnt beyond recognition in this.
But he doesn't laugh, does he? Like Freddie did.
He kind of did his own take. Michael's got it right. It's bland. And I think that's down to the script and the direction. You know, the director wasn't able to kind of cook up any atmosphere with the film at all. And the script wasn't smart enough. Mm-hmm. And so you've just got this really vanilla take on A Nightmare on Elm Street that's actually quite boring.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people in the chat are agreeing to say, yeah, it's boring for Power Packers. And Aaron Click says, yeah, I probably won't watch Elm Street remake again. Michael, of course, yeah, like you said before, he said it's bland. K-Rock says, Jackie Earle was great, I think. Nancy was not.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get it. Nancy, and she's a good actress as well. That's the thing. She was the girl who went on to do, she was in Social Network. She was she played the girl in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo remake. She's a really good actress. But for this, the director just didn't get anything out of her, I don't think.
Yeah. I think Chester, we're going to end on what he just said. This movie was so trash.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chester.
We should put that on the poster. This movie is trash. Chester
Chester Franklin Jr.
Yeah, why not? Okay, let's see what we have next. The next one is one of mine, I think, and it is
Jesus Jordan.
What did Jordan say?
Jordan said the lead actress had a face like a smacked ass or arse.
That's a real British saying, is that? The fog. The Fog is one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite John Carpenter movies of all time. I've said loads of times now that sometimes I wake up and I could actually feel that the original movie is better than Halloween in some aspects. And when this remake came along, I was kind of like, yeah, okay, fair enough. And unfortunately, it was in my early days at Sony Pictures. And I remember going downstairs to watch it, and I sat there and we watched it, and they all turned to me as a fan of the original and said, what did you think? And I was just like,
Were you like The Ring?
I just didn't know what to say. I really didn't know what to say. I didn't know. It was just awful. It is just awful. And such a shame that Deborah Hill really championed this and was producer on it and thought that, or must have thought that she was onto a good thing with the casting choices and the director and everything, but it just didn't work. And, you know, the Blake character for me didn't quite... It looked okay, did the Blake character, but the way he moved around and the way that you saw him on screen just... It needs to be like Michael. He needs to be back and in the shadows. And in this, there was too much of him. And so, yeah, I've watched it that one screening all those years ago. How old is this now? 20 years? It's got to be 20 years old.
No one even cares to look up how old it is.
Yeah, it was, that was it. I was just like, I'm so sorry, but this isn't the movie that I hoped it would be. And I think everybody else felt the same. I don't think there's anybody else out there who ever champions this film.
How, except for Vanderhoff, he says he doesn't mind it.
Oh, really?
What do you think of the ending, though?
Do you know what? I can remember Blake running, sort of quickly walking across the grounds outside the church and then going into the church. And I don't really remember what happened. I just remember I came out of there kind of horrified by the whole experience.
I believe the ending, and I saw this not too long ago, the ending where the girl mimicked Blake's wife.
Hmm.
And she basically stepped toward him. And she became a ghost herself. And they just, you know, just floated off.
Yeah, that rings a bell. That rings a bell. That rings a bell. But I've stuck...
Alex, what forgetful piece of shit.
I've stuck to my word, my word was that I'll never watch that film again. And I never have. I think if I'm sat at home and my legs are broke and the TV remote is broke... And no one else is in the house to be able to turn the channel over, then I might be forced.
And I'm blind and deaf.
Yeah, I'm forced into watch it. But yeah, I just, it's a shame.
Aaron Click, I've never seen this and have no plans to.
Okay, next, Frank, your one.
RJ doesn't want us to shit on it. He says it's not bad. Well, okay. It's, I mean, it's not bad for you, but for some of us, coming from the first one, you know, speaking of shitting on.
Yeah, sorry, RJ. Sorry. But yeah, Frank.
Yeah, a disgusting movie, an awful movie. A movie that actually spawned a sequel of all things. I think there's actually two of them. But this whole thing was the rumor when this came out that it was the most shockingest movie of all time.
Hmm.
One of them. And I think that I wasn't looking forward to it. I think it was stupid. And then all of a sudden the guy took a crap in the girl's mouth. And I was like, okay, we went into the realm of being just regular potty humor, joke, nonsense. Now, I wanted to see these guys actually run down the street sewing together. And like, they actually knew how to fight and everything. You got six arms. You know, do something with them. Grab the guy and choke him or something like that. I know you're sewing. It's hard to move around. I know it. You know, but anyway, the only, now that I think about this movie, And I always automatically go to South Park for Human Centipede, where
was that a spoof on this?
Yeah, it was a spoof on it where Steve Jobs ties a Japanese guy, a woman at the end, and Kyle in the middle. And every time you hit the pad at the end girl's ass, you know, you can make it shit and it scream and everything. And this poor kid, who's a little kid, is just hanging in the middle because all the other two kid people are grown-ups.
And the reason why
the reason why he did it is because they don't read the Apple contract.
Do you know what? This was on the Sci-Fi Channel in the UK, and that's when I first heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started watching it, and I was actually curious. Like, I mean, it's okay. It's quite depraved, and it's actually not. It's not a bad, you know, it's quite well made as a film. I don't care for the other two. This first one, there was a curiosity factor with it, which I, you know, led me to kind of look into it a little bit more in terms of the people that are in it and how they, there's interviews on the internet with them and the process they went through to be able to do this. And I was actually quite fascinated with it that the director was able to convince these three people to do this in this film. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind it. I think it's okay. I think it's interesting. I don't care to watch it again, but if somebody did it as a kind of, I want a best and worst of episode of this, one of our VIPs, then I would say, yeah, why not? Let's do it. It could be fun to talk about it on that. But it's not something I own.
Okay, how about this, Derek? Which part of the centipede would you rather be in?
Oh, the front, definitely.
If you were in the middle, what would you rather have the guy or the person in front of you eat?
Oh, don't.
See? Would it be the cuttlefish or the vanilla paste? I believe in you, Kyle.
you is that a quote from the film?
It's the quote from South Park.
Oh, okay.
You want to be cuttlefish or a vanilla base? Vanilla purse. Vanilla purse. Cuttlefish. Okay. Coming up now.
Ah, dear. Look, Jonathan's saying, Darren took notes from the Human Centipede for his MI6 interrogations. Ah, oh, dear. Human Centipede.
I could see that. You could put all Darren, if you were MI6, I think you are a little bit. You could be MI7, a little bit further up.
Okay.
You have three people. You're trying to interrogate them. And I could see you just going, one of you has the choice to be up front. And the last one who tells me what I want to know will be right in the back. The middle is no exception to this. You know, it's just as bad. But you want to be in the front.
Evil Alex, director, probably hired corn actors? that used to eat in ass corn actors.
Is that a play on words?
Yeah, I think he means porn, but corn fits as well, I think. All right, next. Okay. We have one for me, prom night. I'm not even that much of a huge fan of the original, but I can watch it. Just, you know, Leslie Nielsen dancing in there and Jamie Lee Curtis. It has a few things to offer. I don't believe this doesn't have anything to offer whatsoever. It's a terrible sanitized teen horror that just absolutely doesn't. I don't think it appeals to any horror fan whatsoever. I think it's abysmal. And around the time of when a lot of studios still do it now, is they play it safe with horror to try and maximize their audience, and Prom Night's a big example of that.
Yeah.
It was hacked to shreds just to kind of get bums on seats, and those bums that did hit the seats were just disappointed, and the movie wasn't really a success whatsoever.
They weren't in the seats longs, were they? They weren't.
Not a good film. Not a good film at all.
I mean, even Prom Night 2 has its little, you know, I there's some things I like about Prom Night 2. Mary Lou. It's got one of the best beginnings ever, where the guy's actually, he actually cuts off his own thumb.
Yeah. Prom Night 2 it's not a bad film. I think someone covered it on their channel recently, and I can't remember who it was. And it's not that bad at all. In some respects, I think it's better than the first one. So it's Hello, Mary Lou, right? And then there was a Prom Night 3. And is there a direct-to-video sequel to this Prom Night?
I'm not going to go out and look for it.
No, exactly. That's why I don't know. Yeah, it's not very good. Let's move on. Frank.
Yeah. I didn't care for the I know this is blasphemous for ladies and gentlemen. They're going to be like, "Oh, you know, you're shitting on Wes Craven." But I find it boring.
This is Last House on the Left for our audio listeners, by the way. The 1972 version, I think. Is it 72? Yeah, 72.
It's very boring. I understand, you know, it was in the beginning of Wes Craven's career and everything like that. But there's that one part where I guess the what's his name is telling his brother to put the gun to his head and pull the trigger.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the whole, you know, the assault scene and everything. It's a movie I care not to watch. And I think unless you get a better version than what came out, it's too grainy, even for HD.
Hmm.
I just think it's visually unacceptable.
Yeah,
and it just makes no sense. The whole, you know, you're messing up my rhythm with the girl. You know, I think that's dumb, and I think even the remake is stupid.
I listen. I don't love the original Last House on the Left, but I can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I can, yep.
And you know, and it's a slice of history, right? Horror history. It's not the worst horror film out there. There are far worse things that we're going to go on to later on than this. It's not something I'm a massive fan of. I remember someone one time asking us to do a watch along of it, and we were like, we're not going to do a watch along of this. We're not big fans of watch alongs anyway, but doing a film like this as a watch along would be pretty awkward.
Yeah. Kingslayer even says, I agree. I hated Last House on the Left. It was boring trash with goofy comedy for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe Kingslayer put it better for than I could.
Yeah,
it's slower than a slow burn, and then at the end we get something that's out of Day of the Dead. No, I'm sorry, Dawn of the Dead, with that triumphant, you know, superhero music.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I think that the backstory to this film is actually a lot more interesting than the actual story to it. And the cast in this movie, it's quite sad. Some of them are not in good shape. Some of them aren't even around anymore. But when you watch the document, there's a great, I say it's great, it's a well-made documentary on the DVD about this film. And I think it's far more interesting than the actual film is itself. But yeah, I get why you wouldn't want to watch this again. I wouldn't say I wouldn't watch it again, but I can appreciate this movie for what it has done for horror, and it is a kind of one of those sort of milestone pictures, I guess.
And again, you know, it's just I recognize what this movie does, what did for cinema and shock value, and getting to that horror aspect of you know, having these stalkers, and just really says right here, it's the center of hell for a lot of people, being a parent and being, you know, the child, or the teenager. But other than that, it's something that it's just like, I don't feel anything for this movie.
Hmm. No, I get it. I get it.
I mean, I'm not watching it on Christmas.
Next up, Piranha 3 Double D.
I think this is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Piranha Double D, whatever it's called. This is the sequel to Alex Aja's Piranha that came out in around 2010. I think this one came out a few years after and was a real low budget cash in on the Piranha film that Alex Aja did. It is dreadful. It doesn't have the shock value, the comedy, the gore that the original had. It's just a really kind of cheap knockoff of it, and has the Hoff in it, for God's sake, as well. Didn't work for me whatsoever. I would have thought off the success of that Piranha movie, and it was successful, that they would have kind of upped their game for the next film, but this one was just like a step backwards. It was like almost like a direct-to-video movie, and was entirely a waste of a ticket. And I wouldn't watch it again, because I just thought it was dreadful.
I find your comments offensive.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Because not only does it have decent nudity,
but it doesn't, right? This one,
it's okay. It's not as good as the first one, but you know, it's like Sean said, boobs, blood. I'm sold. It doesn't have to have a storyline or anything. It has Ving Rhames, you know, with metal legs. And he survived. I don't know how he survived, but he survived. And he's walking around with a shotgun and everything. And it also, and you have to realize too, the Hoff, David Hasselhoff is the single person who brought down the fall of communism and ended the Cold War. Anything he's in should be appreciated.
Listen, anybody would shake hands and make up if you had to sit and listen to that idiot's music.
Okay, what do you give up?
Let's all join together and then get out of here. This guy's driving me mad with his big barnet and his big hairdo. That means
no offense to our Russian friends, but it's all just I could sit back and kind of drool and be like, oh, you know, like my brain is being eaten by Hannibal Lecter. I mean, I could do that with this movie, because I'm not looking at it for the story, to tell you the truth.
Whatever. Let's move on. Okay, Chris Snyder's not going to be happy with this next one of yours.
Yeah, compared to the original, I'm sorry.
The House of Wax.
The House of Weighing Wax. I mean. There's a part in there that I absolutely knew that this movie was going to be ridiculous. And I'm sorry, Chris. I know. I'm sorry. But it's just when Paris Hilton does better acting in her own night porno movie than in this one she's getting paid for. And then she says something to the effect of, I can't tell him I'm pregnant. And she just looks at this straight face, dead glare, and the acting is so terrible, and it plays with your mind. Like, it's dumb and it's dull. Because my problem is I'm always comparing it to, I'm comparing these remakes to the original, and compared to the original, this House of Wax is just, it should have been named something else. The whole town is made out of wax. Everything is melted. Somebody would light a cigarette and the whole thing goes up.
I actually had a better time with this the second time around when I saw it. I didn't think it was as bad as what I first thought. And I thought the Paris Hilton scene with her fingers in the, what is it, like the grate or whatever that she's putting her fingers through, I thought that was just, you know, really vomit inducing. It really made me cringe.
What about when they're pulling the stuff off the guy?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's bad. I think it's okay. I would watch it again. I don't own it. I'm not in any rush to see it again. But if it was on, I'd give it another go. If someone wanted us to do an episode on it, I think we may have done. Did we do this?
I think we did something like this. This movie's actually also confusing because there's a part where the brother, and it's one of the biggest tropes in movies, is that the brother you think is sane is actually the worst killer of everybody.
Hmm.
And the one who's running this house of wax or this town of wax or whatever, this fucking ball of earwax, whatever you want to call it, is the one that's actually better than the brother, the insane brother.
Yeah.
It's confusing. It's a fast forward. And I care not to watch it again. I'll watch the Vincent Price one over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. No, I would watch this again, I think. Not too soon.
Again, I have to agree with Evil Alex, though. A masterpiece compared to the Fog remake.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true.
We have a
super chat from Eddie Chase.
Thanks, Eddie.
$5. Thank you, Eddie. And says, for sure there are more, but these come to mind. Halloween Ends, Freddy's Dead, and Jason Goes to Hell. The thing is, like, Freddy's Dead's really bad. And Jason Goes to Hell is really bad. But I can watch those and have fun with them. Halloween
and joke
Ends,
about them.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween Ends I haven't really watched since I saw it when it first came out.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it as much as everyone else. And I'm happy to kind of sit on it for a while and go back to it. Maybe we'll do that one day. Maybe we'll revisit that later next year or something or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Just to see if it is as disappointing as a lot of people say it is, but... Yeah.
Mine's still in the wrapping.
Is it? I think mine is as well. I actually bought it twice. Only because there's, you know, I bought the original 4K and then I ended up buying the this kind of collector's edition thing that is right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it's in. But Steelbook. That's it. That's what I was looking for. Anyway. Let's move on to the next one for me. Thank you for the super chat there, Eddie. Very kind of you.
And Evil is right. The AMC channel plays House of Wax a lot during October Fear Fest. It's on all the time, Darren. Man, that's why I hate it, because it's just like, pick a different movie. Why do you have to have this playing like every other 7 hours?
Maestro Megatron saying shit dick ends.
Are we going back to Human Centipede?
Another house for my next one is House of the Dead. I was a massive fan of the game, and then there was also all sorts of talk of the movie being made and everything. The game was great fun. It was one of those where you were in the arcade with a gun and you're just constantly shooting things on the screen, like Operation Wolf and Operation Thunderbolt,
but Doom, it was and all that,
a zombie version of that, and it was great fun. And then they said, we're going to make a film. And then it was announced Ellie Cornell was in it. And I was like, okay, this is sounding promising. And then they said, Uwe Boll's going to direct it. And I was just like, oh, fucking hell. Uwe Boll, I think is he German? Uwe Boll? I think he is, isn't he?
One of the greatest directors of all time.
Yeah, but he's kind of like, isn't he down as like the worst director of all time? He's made some shit. I think he gets more stick than he deserves.
Yeah.
Because I think people just kind of, they just turn on everything he does. And it's, some of his movies aren't as bad as what people say. And Jonathan Ball here says, House of the Dead is crap, but check out the sequel. It's worth a watch. Okay. I never watched the sequel because I just got burnt by this one too much. But, yeah, and I did watch the documentary on Uwe Boll, and he's actually a really smart and intelligent bloke, but none of that ever translates to the work that he does. And I think there was a podcast that I listened to with Mick Garris where he interviewed Uwe Boll, and it's really entertaining, and he talks about all the stick that he's had over the years. And
he's not the next Spielberg, is he?
No, he's not, but he's not as dumb as you might think he is. It's interesting.
The choices.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's just not very talented as a director. He seems quite smart as a person, but he just can't translate that to the screen. But anyway, Sarah says, yeah, he's German. He's German.
Well, explains it all.
He's actually quite funny as well, which is unusual for Germans, but just a joke. That's an English joke that we've had for years. He's actually quite humorous in his interviews, and he takes everything that he gets on the chin, and he takes a lot of it in good spirit. I know that over the years he's kind of really stood up to it, and to the point where he got in the boxing ring with somebody over it, but that was his sense of humor. Anyway, let's move on from House of the Dead. Did you like House of the Dead, Frank? Have you seen it?
I've actually saw a preview of it. I went to Fangoria's convention in the city. I actually took a bus and I went there, and I met Thomas Jane, the guy who plays the Creeper, Beck, Justin Beck. Yeah, I got Jonathan Beck, got him, and met Ellie Cornell, who was promoting this. And everybody just kept asking her about Halloween and Dr. Loomis, because he passed away like four years prior to this movie coming out. I think this came out in 99 or 2000.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And, and she showed a preview of it, and they just set it up like a video game. It was just things getting, trampled on, getting blown up, cars going right through. And then Ellie's like, don't worry, we kept blood in it. Like, she didn't know how to sell it. Everybody was, wanting to sign, Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
And but I remember seeing this, and I actually, now that you mention it, I forgot all of it after seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This came out of the theater too.
It did. Well, it did where you are, but not over here. It didn't. Jordan Decker has been a member now for 6 months and says,
thanks, Jordan.
Lost the signal during the green room, then had to get back to work. No problem, man. No problem.
Yeah.
We'll get plenty of other opportunities to chat, I'm sure.
It's not a problem.
Two that I'd never watch again are Eden Lake and Hard Candy. Both were quite disturbing. Eden Lake is a good horror film. If you haven't seen
good.
I get that it's a tough watch, but Eden Lake is a great British horror film with Michael Fassbender of all people in it, and Thomas Turgoose as well. It's worth a watch. It's about 15, 20 years old now, but it's kind of like a couple go camping and then get ambushed by a gang of teenage kids who, it just goes on from there, but it's well worth a watch. Okay. Hard Candy, Hard Candy. That was the girl from Juno, or guy from Juno now. Elliot Page, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Frank, your next one.
Oh my God, people are going to hate me, aren't they? All right, ladies and gentlemen. I saw this when this first came out, and I'm assuming everybody saw this as well in the theater. It was supposed to be the biggest horror event in history at the time, because there was three theaters or three screenings. The theater I watched were sold out completely. Sold out. You get to it. It's very disturbing. You first see it especially when you're a young kid and you believe everything you see. And people believe that this was real. I was one of them too. And then during the MTV Video Music Awards, the actors come out. We're like, okay, so nothing of it was real.
The gag's over at that point though, right?
Yeah, it's over. I think the reason why I will never ever watch this again, because of course I know it's not real and it's all people hitting the tent, and everything like that, making all these disturbing sounds in the woods and everything. But this is the motherfucker we have to thank for all the shitty fucking found footage we get now. This is the catalyst. This is the beginning of nonsense. This is the movie that started all this stupidity bullshit that makes all of us fucking sick in the movie theater.
There is that to it. I know people. I know my wife really struggles with found footage movies because of the
Cloverfield.
The nausea aspect of it. However,
boo this man, Tom Atkins.
I actually. Again, another milestone horror movie, something where we all got suckered into it. The wool was pulled well and truly over everyone's eyes with this. Genius marketing campaign at the dawn of the internet. I think it works better.
Michael.
It works better on your TV, I feel, at night in the dark than it does on a big screen because of the way it's shot. It just looks too blurred. And like you say, the motion sickness aspect of it really does get to you on the big screen. However, watch it at home at night. I remember when I watched it at home, I had a 4:3 television then, and so it worked really well. And I actually think that it's fucking creepy. And I think the last shot of the guy stood in the room staring at the wall is just like one of those iconic images. I really do. So I would not put this in movie hell at all. I couldn't watch this again. I could watch it tonight if I wanted.
You know why it makes it creepy, Darren?
Go on.
Because you're seeing it with other people.
I think it creeped out on my own watching this.
I can't get creeped out by it. I think it's now
because you're too busy on the toilet throwing up. That's why.
Yeah, you know. I mean, everybody agrees that one of the funniest parts is that he says he kicks the map into the river or the stream. You know, and I also have to thank this movie for one thing.
Go on.
It made an appearance in Scary Movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been parodied. Was that with the snot?
Yeah, it just keeps on dripping out, and then it just pours out. But but we have this movie to thank for all the nonsense found footage. Everything that has come out since then, there has not been one found footage. Actually, no, I take that back. I think VHS is actually a really good anthology series. I really think it's really good. They're actually doing it right. But this piece of shit, we have everything to thank for.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it made, how much money did it make, Darren? It made a lot, didn't it?
It did. It made a hell of a lot. It was the most, I think it beat, at the time, I think it beat Halloween to become the most successful independent horror movie of all time, I think. If I'm right, I think that's true.
And then Paranormal Activity became one of the best, the best found footage on a shoestring budget.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Happy, I just lost your super chat there. It's disappeared off my screen, but he sent in $5 and said Uwe Boll has a letterbox where he shit talks great movies and gives his own movies glowing reviews. It's hilarious. I recommend it. He does have a great sense of humor. I didn't realize he had a letterbox account. I must have a look at that. Thanks for that, Happy. Okay, next film is, and we all know about this, and another milestone in horror, but one that I've seen 1.5 times and will never really put it back on again.
One and a half.
Yeah. Well, the reason why was because I watched it the first time around and it was the heavily censored. The UK version had like 20 minutes cut out of it and it was so rough.
The whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It had like 20 minutes cut out of it or something like that. I mean, nasty fans, I don't want you quoting, saying that I'm wrong or anything. It approximately had a lot cut out of it. And so I turned it off the first time because it was so badly edited. And then eventually I managed to, on a trip to the US, I managed to pick up an uncut version and bring it back and I watched it. And it is pretty, it's quite something. And that assault scene is like, it goes on far too long. And you don't have to go on that long to justify what she does at all. It was something like 40 minutes or something like that. It's outrageous. Not a very uncomfortable watch. Not something I'm going to watch again. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate that it was a kind of milestone, particularly in this country and at the time of the video nasties and everything. It was notorious. And Punky's World says it's a great revenge flick. The revenge part of it is really good. It's really
cool. You're ruined for. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But it's what leads up to that, which is it's just shit. It's kind of worse as you get older and you go back and look at these things, especially with today's climate. It really, you know, kind of hits home about how hard this film was and how far they went with it. But Michael Myers says, yeah, the UK version is still cut. We don't have the option in the UK to release unrated movies. Mm. Everything has to go by our censor. And so this is one movie that they're particularly tough on sexual violence at the BBFC. And so this is one movie that they're never going to relent on. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of others as well.
There's the same thing where her unfortunate assault is up there with Irreversible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is terrible. That is absolutely awful as well. But not to the point where I think it's Monica's crying and screaming that's made it bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She did an excellent job with that. But you actually think that she's actually... it's actually happening to her.
Yeah. We might get to
another.
That.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Happy sending another super chat.
Thanks, Happy.
The first sending $5. Thank you, Happy. And says the first Blair Witch was a big theory that they lured her out there to kill her. And if you watch it under that context, it works. It's in my head canon. Wow. I never thought about that before.
He put in more thought than I did.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
I like Power Packers, though. You just said nice butt.
You know who, right? This is true. Okay. You know whose butt that is?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nope. It's Demi Moore.
Really?
That picture there, that is Demi Moore in her modeling days. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't get her front.
Okay.
You remember that pictorial?
No.
Oh, come on, Darren. If she turned to the front, she'd blend in with that bush behind her.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Moving on. Yeah, it's apparently Demi Moore, and you can Google that, and that will come up. That was a modeling shot from her early days that they used. Okay. Next, Frank's choice.
I like this movie. I like it. You got to watch the French one, though. Don't watch the remake shit.
No.
The remake is absolute shit. I mean, not shit as in, you know, it's terrible like this one. No, it's awful and boring. This is a hard watch, Darren.
It is.
This is an awful hard watch because it has to deal with pushing somebody to their limits in order to see if there's a heaven or a hell.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl who comes with her friend to get revenge on the family that held her captive. She becomes actually now the victim
mm-hmm.
in this whole movie. And what she goes through is absolutely gut wrenching.
It is. And it's kind of like a cult that are trying to get that final expression of somebody the moment before they die. But this whole movie is just, again, a brutal assault from beginning to end, and not necessarily a sexual assault. It's just a kicking, an absolute kicking this girl gets throughout the whole movie.
She's punished.
It's a tough watch. It's an absolute nightmare of a watch, and it's really well made. I love a lot of French horror. Yeah. I love Inside. I love Frontiers. I love High Tension. I watched this. I loved the way it was made. I thought it was fantastic. It was
the
really,
first watch.
Yeah, yeah. I've never watched it again. I've never watched it since, and I've no desire to either. It's one of those films for me that was a one and done. But I didn't not like it, if you know what I mean, because I thought it was an interesting concept.
I don't feel bad for people. A lot of movies, of course, unless it's a biography or something like that, like based on a true story, then it's something different. But this movie, you just want to go help the girl.
Yeah,
you really want to go in. You feel the acting is superb in this movie.
And
the effects are fantastic. But you know what? You don't feel dirty watching this movie, but you feel that you are. How can I put it? That you are a bystander that should have helped.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. You do feel for them a lot in this.
But a fantastic movie. If you watch it once, you'll say it's a good movie. Okay. I'll never watch it again.
Evil Alex says High Tension is the most rewatchable of the French ones. It's one of them, I think, inside for me. Although Justin, who we were on the Green Room stream before this with, told me he just watched High Tension, and it really got to him.
The opening's great.
Yeah, Yeah.
One of my favorite things. But also, you know, My Name Is Not Earl says Nocturnal Animals is a movie I will never watch again.
Yeah. 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 That's pretty tough too. Mm-hmm. And now you mentioned it earlier. I've put Irreversible on this list. Again, I think Irreversible is an incredibly well-made film. Like Gaspar Noé, just how complicated this film must have been to piece together. It's kind of Memento, Christopher Nolan's mm-hmm. Memento. It's done in that style. However, it's a one and done. It's brutal, and it's not so much the assault scene, which stayed with me and scarred me. It's the death of the guy in the nightclub, which is just one of the horrific, most horrific and realistic looking murder sequences I have ever seen in a movie. And for those of you that don't know, the movie starts with the most horrific murder, and then it goes backwards and follows the people that the guy that did the murder. And you discover why he did the murder and why it was justified to do the murder. And it goes through this horrible assault scene with him and his wife. And then it ends on their really idyllic life. And it's kind of, it plays out backwards. But that opening scene with that kill in that nightclub is just something that haunted me forever, because I can't see the cut. I can't see the cut in there. Whereas it goes from an actor to a prosthetic or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's horrendous. And the atmosphere in that club when it's happening is just proper nightmare fuel. It really is.
And we never seen that actor again.
We never seen that actor again.
But I, you know why I don't like this movie.
That's what I'm talking about, Michael Myers. That's what I'm talking about. The fire extinguisher scene. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I can understand why the guy did that. In the beginning, you don't know why.
Yeah.
But I can understand why. I think I even would go a little bit further.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a great, I don't want to say it's a great movie. It plays on your mind.
It is a great movie. It's a fantastic movie. The way that it's structured and set up, it's just, you have to have a real strong stomach for it. That's all.
Even the beginning, when you get to the end, which is the beginning, You don't feel happy. Hmm. You don't feel happy at all.
No.
But also the problem is, let's just say this, and if you guys haven't watched this, you know, I don't want to say you shouldn't or should, but I will say this: the beginning of the movie, which is the end, the person that Darren is talking about didn't deserve it.
I'm not sure what I mean. What you mean? The guy in the club?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. Okay.
And I'm not saying because he went too far.
Yeah.
That's the other shocker too.
Yeah.
Which pisses people off.
It's a tough movie. It really is. All of his films are though. Okay.
But Frank, a great butt on Monica.
Oh, Jesus. In the poster you're talking about.
Yeah.
Whatever. There you go. Your one.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity. I kind of like, I'm going to say this. I told Darren, Paranormal Activity, not the first one. I understand it. It's everything that comes after it.
Yeah.
Darren, you and I agreed on another show that we did. Movie series, I think we said that we think are just trash. We said everything besides this movie, everything after it, because what it did is it took a group of people that made a found footage movie. Not all of them are bad. I just said that with the Blair Witch, on a shoestring budget, did something amazing, played on people's imaginations, their feelings, horror, played on people's sense of unable to help out, and did something with this and proved that people can do amazing things with not a big studio or a lot of money behind them. However, when you lose that charm of it and you let money and producers and studios and directors get involved, everything else seems to like trash the beginning. It's now become a franchise where people just go to see, because what do? We remember how good the first one was. Mm. And we want to get that first one back.
Yeah.
I think anything after Paranormal Activity, the first one, is absolute shit.
But you wouldn't watch this one again?
No, neither. I wouldn't watch it either, because you know what? I want to watch it and remember how good it was, because if I watch this movie, I'm going to think of all the sequels after it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no, that's fine. Wow,
this movie's so good. Why are the other ones so crap? And I'm going to be pissed and I'm going to throw something.
I'm not a huge found footage fan, and I've seen this and I just kind of forgot about it. I'll simply not watch it because I wasn't a fan of it. But I don't find it. It's not a terrible movie, or it didn't offend me in any way, but it's just
not entertaining enough.
It didn't appeal to me. Yeah, no, I found it quite boring.
and they made jokes about it. It's actually been made jokes. Marlon Wayans did something.
Yeah. What was that, in the Scary Movie or something?
I think it's, I forgot what the name of it, but it was a comedy. It was him being pulled. It is just like, and it's a comedy.
Brandon banging on about his ex-wife again. Took my ex-wife to see this on our first date. 10 years later, and the relationship was infinitely scarier.
Maybe that was the beginning of the end, right, Brandon?
Very good, Brandon. Okay, next. I'm sure everybody's aware of this film. I don't know if everybody's seen it. I have seen
it. Just like your relationship, someone dragged her out.
next film, Serbian film. Horrible movie. Not a horribly made film at all. Far from it. But just a horrible concept. Very tough to stomach. For those of you that don't know, I work in the area of ratings, for my job, amongst other things, and so it's very interesting to me when the ratings board refuse ratings to films. So I have to negotiate with the ratings board quite a lot, and it's interesting to me when they refuse to rate a film, which means it's banned essentially, unless heavy cuts are made. Heavy cuts were made to this film in the UK, quite substantial. And so I think you can get hold of it. But The uncut version of this film is just horrible. And
pointless.
Something, yeah, kind of pointless. Although there is kind of messages in there with regards to the climate at the time in that particular country and other such things. I don't care to watch this film again. I found it very difficult to watch. I watched it out of curiosity because this sounds really corny because of the job that I do. I was curious as to why such a movie would be banned. It really shocked me. It did. And I'll never watch it again. I don't own it. It's a grubby little picture that a lot of people hold in high regard. But for me, I didn't find it entertaining one bit. I just found it traumatizing, and yeah, it's tough.
I know what you mean by, you know, you were just curious. You know, I always wondered what those loud sounds from my parents' room were coming from, you know, why they were there. Then I opened the door and closed the door and traumatized for the rest of my life. Kind of like that. But yeah, I think the actors and the directors and everybody involved have actually received death threats.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me.
And I think they should actually, a lot of them, I think a lot of people involved with this movie should go to jail. I think it's that horrible.
It is horrible. Brian Mack says, just got here, but for me, I'd pick Halloween 5. Thanks for the super chat, Brian. You can have fun. Even though Halloween 5 is not a great movie, you can have fun with it. And that's the joy of that film.
And also remember, Darren and I could make a top 100 of movies we'd never see. We just have to do just 20. But getting back to this one, it's everyone always says it's either well-made, and understand the artistry behind it, if you want to even call it that.
Yeah.
But they, but people don't understand why he makes such trash. And this must be the king of trash in movies, this film.
Yeah. You can't
call it. It is often talked about, isn't it? All the time. Hmm.
I think I froze. One second. Let me just, in a really attractive looking.
You're doing a share.
Okay.
Leave that up.
Keep talking, Frank, while I
am. Yeah, because you can't.
Sort out my camera. Okay, I'm going to put your next film up while I deal with my technical issue here. Yep. One second.
I had high hopes for this movie, The Dead Don't Die. Great cast. Bill Murray, Adam Driver. It looked like it was going to be another Shaun of the Dead. It would look like it was going to be funny, you know, little quips in it, some zombies, about a town, you know, trying to, you know, relieve themselves from, you know, the zombie infection and everything like that. This is probably the least funniest Bill Murray has ever been in his life. And Adam Driver doesn't bring his A game. It is dull. It is boring. It is slower than the zombies in this movie. And it seems like everybody in here doesn't even fit together acting wise. Terrible story, terrible plot. And unfortunately, I think everybody did this movie for a paycheck. Zombie movies are a dime a dozen. They're easy to make and everything, but I think this is one of the worst next to the House of the Dead.
I've never seen it because I heard such bad things about it. And it just made, I think it was in Cannes or something like that. And I heard such bad things about it that I just turned around and went, okay, well, I won't watch that film then if it's that bad. And I remember you going on at the time about how terrible it was. but no, I haven't seen it. So I can't comment on this one.
Let's look at MAGA. I slapped the kid that sold me the tickets to ENDS on my way out.
Frank, do you want to get this super chat from? Sorry, it's a member chat from. From Tyler.
From Tyler. Yep. I'm an FF fool, and Frank is breaking my heart. I'm sorry, man. I said I like VHS. Even some of the REC records and there's some found footage that I think it's just because a lot of it makes me sick, and I just find a lot of it boring.
Okay,
I'll watch my own home movies if I want to see found footage and laugh about that, how stupid I was. Me and my brother were kids, but I don't want to see, you know, this.
All right, that's expensive.
Oh, that's right. If you knew how many times, Darren, I had to fix this thing.
Okay, I'm going to have to speed things up because I need to be somewhere pretty soon. Yep. This is so my next one is a movie called The Bunny Game, another movie that I watched because it was refused a rating in the UK. A horrible, grubby little kind of independent movie about a truck driver who kidnaps a woman and puts her in the back of his van, and then all sorts of things happen while she's in there. It's a nasty little film. I watched it again out of curiosity for, you know, looking at the reasons why it was banned in this country. Never watched that again. Tough movie, poorly made, and I doubt many people have seen it, but it's not even worth a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it. And I feel the same way. It's like, why?
Yeah. 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 I don't think it's banned in the US, is it?
No, nothing really is.
No. Yeah. We're a bit stricter over here when it comes to things
except
like
for
that.
Our First Amendment. That's the only thing that gets banned around here.
Yeah. Okay. Your next one.
Now, from M. Night Shyamalan, who gave us such great movies as The Sixth Sense, and I even take Lady in the Water. I think Lady in the Water is actually a pretty good movie. And some of the stuff that he's actually done has actually been pretty good. And that's stupendous. But this, Darren, has got to be some of the most I saw the trailer. I see the trailer for M. Night Shyamalan movies and I get excited. And then I realize what the whole movie is about by sitting in the theater. And I actually hate myself to even, why do I even support this man ever? I mean, of course, Mark Wahlberg is in it, which, you know, kind of like, eh, okay, I'll give him a 50-50 shot. But when you have a man apologizing to a houseplant, you lose me.
Yeah, it's...
it is so boring and so out of the realm of nonsense that it's unfathomable that why we would actually go to see this movie if we knew what it was really about.
I haven't actually seen it. I know of it and I know what the twist is and all that kind of stuff. So I don't feel the need to watch it. Everybody that I know that saw this film had nothing good to say about it. I think Shyamalan has hoodwinked us with
Ramalan of the Ding Dong.
Yeah, Ramalan of the Ding Dong. I think he's delivered, I would say 30% of the movies that he's delivered have been worth a watch again, I think. Mm-hmm. Namely, I think Unbreakable is a great film. I think Sixth Sense is a great film.
Glass is okay if you look at it. You know, just
and from a writing standpoint, Stuart Little, because he wrote Stuart Little as well. Glass was okay, but you know he's so hit and miss these days that this was at the peak of his hit and miss season as well, wasn't
Signs?
It? Signs is okay. Signs is okay.
It was one of your favorite alien
moments. Yeah, for sure. The kids in South America seeing the alien down the corridor
naked.
Yeah, it was a naked alien. Do they come clothed? let me just get this super chat here.
Yeah,
because we've got a couple building up. Brian Mack sends in $9.99. Thank you, sir.
And thanks, says, Brian.
I don't know if Salo 120 Days of Sodom counts as horror, but that's definitely up there too. The director was murdered, and won't be surprised if this had something to do with it. Yeah, that I've never seen it. If I remember right, it wasn't part of the Video Nasties. If I remember, it's not on that list. But I do gather that it's a pretty nasty watch. Even the title sounds disgusting, doesn't it? we have another.
What do you want there? 120 days in the tunnel of love.
Eddie Chase says, "Rather get root canal than see Dead Don't Die Again." Okay, yeah. It is that bad. So I can't comment on The Happening, but by all accounts, it is as bad as you're saying.
Eddie Chase says, "M Night was trolling us with The Happening." That's what I agree with him.
It's almost like that, apparently.
When you see this movie, Daring, you almost feel like Rick Ansley's going to pop up.
Who?
Never going to give you up.
Oh, Rick Astley. Never going to give you
whatever his name is.
Rick Ansley? Who the fuck? Okay.
Never going to give. Going to give.
Okay. A poster boy for our Video Nasties campaign in the UK in the early 80s. You know, the government basically, movies went into homes that didn't have any sort of rating attached to them, and so the government of the Department of Prosecutions drew up a list of the first list, I think, had 38 films on it. I'll get the number wrong here, but they drew up three lists of movies. Mm-hmm. Ones that should be prosecuted, ones that could be prosecuted, and then ones that were on like a watch list. Mm-hmm. And Cannibal Holocaust was kind of a poster boy for this batch of movies. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. It's available in this country, but in a censored form. It's still cut after all these years. And it's not so much the film itself that I have problems with. There's actual animal cruelty in it, which is really difficult to stomach, and so that's the reason why I could never watch this again.
It is no different than watching what McDonald's does to help you prepare for your food.
it's one of those things. At the time, there was quite a number of these movies, and they all had some sort of cannibal films. Things that they would always put in there was some sort of animal cruelty, and yeah, it's no, No, leave it. No. Leave it. And that's the reason why, stupidly, in some respects, the Abyss is not going to get a release over here. This new 4K James Cameron version that he's brought out will not be released in this country because the BBFC have said that we won't grant you the certificate for the rating for the movie unless you remove the scene with the rat. And Cameron's refused to do it, and so we won't get that version in this country. All that's going to do is encourage people to import it now, which is another thing we don't want as a country. You know what I mean?
Your copy's actually on the way into the mail.
Thank you. Cheers.
It'll probably be stolen at the point, wouldn't it?
I actually bought it on iTunes US. So I have a virtual copy of it, but... Yeah. You know, it's not in my hands because they won't sell it over here. Anyway.
Grow up already. Cameron already gave money to that family for the rat anyway. They've been compensated. What? A year, you know, yeah, he paid them off, you know, a lifetime supply of cheese.
I thought you were serious for a minute then. I was like, did someone supply that rat and didn't know they were going to drown it? Yeah. The rat didn't even die. And no. I don't know about you, but aren't rats considered vermin where you...
They're pests, but you know what? The Humane Society was on set, and it says right there, you know, all animals were watched and actually cared for.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. No one wants to see that, but it's fucking 30-odd years ago, 35 years ago. Let it go.
Interview that rat and see how he feels.
We're going to lose out on a movie because a rat survived. Anyway, your next movie is...
I watched this with my wife. My wife actually watched the first one. She liked it. And I still can't pronounce the specter's name in here. The demon.
Valak? Valak, is it, or something?
Valet?
Valak, yeah.
You know, flaccid? I don't know. Whatever. I don't get it because it's part of the Conjuring universe, right? Am I not mistaking?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My wife explained it to me, and I was absolutely lost in the explanation of the plot for this movie, she told me. And then the second one came out, which I had no desire to see. But I try to sit down through this movie and find myself not scared, not caring. I would see if I saw this nun coming at me or this demon, I punch it square in the face and not care. I wouldn't be scared of it. This pointy nose bitch. I don't understand why people like this damn fucking movie. I don't get it.
People do like it.
I don't. Some of them do. Even our buddy Tony from with Two Dudes and Some Bullshit with Dave McRae. He actually likes the nun. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't care. I don't care. Maybe I just hate the hype about it. Maybe that's what it is. It's not good. It's not good. It's just you're in the fucking cave the whole fucking time in this movie.
We've had two great nun movies this year in Immaculate and The Omen, First Omen. We don't need any more of this stuff, this conjuring nun.
We're religious out.
Yeah. No, we've had good nun films, and let's keep that pattern going because religious horror, when it's done well, can be such a great subgenre. But and it's proved with Immaculate and The First Omen. Loved the two of those movies. They're very similar, but quite unique in their own ways. So yeah, I haven't seen I saw The Nun. I watched it one afternoon on my own. I haven't seen the sequel. I don't care to see the sequel. And Michael Myers sums it up. Nuns on the Run was far scarier. Robbie Coltrane, Eric Idle, classic Bless British him. 80s comedy. Very funny. I'd rather have that any day. You have another one quickly to talk about because I'm really going to be...
One more, really quick.
I mean, no, we've got two left, but quickly.
Okay.
The
remake, Hills Have Eyes 2. I don't get it. I'm not knocking the originals. But when the beginning of this movie, we have a girl tied up where they're looking all nasty and everything, given this creature a baby, which is... Just look at you. Look at her. When your testicles are as big as your fucking forehead, what makes you think that your ejaculation is going to make you have an actual normal-looking, healthy baby? It's not. and then you beat the girl for it. And then you have this National Guard members, bless them, that they look nothing like they could protect us from anything. And you have, the guy, give me baby. It is so stupid and underwhelming, this movie is. Compared to the first one, this is god-awful.
It is awful.
Made it just because they want to get the money from the first one.
It's kind of akin to what Piranha Double D was to the original Piranha, I think. And coincidentally, both originals done by Alexander Aja. This was awful. Really, really boring. Didn't have a fraction of the budget for the effects work in this film. The effects were pretty awful. And it just pales it to nothing at the side of the original or the remake of The Hills Have Eyes, which I think is a damn good horror film. Great mm-hmm. fun. Brutal, exciting, scary.
Good revenge.
Yeah, great revenge film. And, Ted Levine's eyes milking over on that steak. It's just shocking in parts. But this one was just poor, really poor. And I wouldn't watch it again either. I feel
Give
like
me
that.
Baby.
Okay, Frank, my final one. Okay. We're on the last one now. And I'm going to insult Frank with this. I know I am. But I have to say that about when Frank and I first met, we got into this habit of emailing film recommendations to each other, and he would watch films that I recommend and then report back the next morning. Ah, it was great. Thanks for that. And he once recommended a film to me, which he absolutely adores. I think is one of the biggest pile of shit that I've ever seen ever. And it's a movie called Premutus, which has been a long-standing joke between Frank and I. I mean, it is an absolute gore fest. A poorly made gore fest. Some of the effects aren't too bad in it.
You're having a laugh.
But it's just junk. Absolutely. Is it Russian?
It's German.
German. Okay. Same thing. awful film. Awful, awful, awful. I watched it I think it was on YouTube. You sent me a YouTube link for it.
I actually sent you the disc. That's how much you hate this. You even forgot that I actually sent it to you.
Did you buy it for me? Shit.
I did. Where'd you put it? Is it in the bin?
I'm actually resting my bottle on the disc at the moment. Like, I make good beer mats. No, awful film. I know you love it. God bless you for that. I hope you got your 4K that came out recently, because I did see they've done
it. I was going to try to get it, but...
Did you get it? Did you?
I do have it.
So Premutus is... another film that I will have absolutely no intention of watching again, but I think it's great that Frank has every intention of watching it on a loop for the rest of his life.
It's awesome. You put that in there just to piss me off. I know you did.
Of course I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Anytime you get terrible dubbing of English, I'll watch it. I think it's absolutely hilarious. Look at Evil. What the fuck is this one? There you go, Sarah. That's right. Right? Is it in the box?
Yeah, yeah. I think we had Eddie Chase drop a super chat that I've missed. Did he? Oh, no, I think I got it. Rather get root canal than see the dead don't die again. Yeah. Folks, I have to go. That's all we have time for. We're going to be back with a Roadhouse. We did an episode with All the Good Names Are Taken on Roadhouse. That'll be coming out maybe this weekend, and I'm sure Frank and I may get back together this weekend just to do a couple more episodes. But this one has been a lot of fun. I'd like to do more of this stuff.
Yeah, if you guys want us to continue, more horror movies we refuse to watch again, we might even go to the realm of comedy.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Why not?
There's some awful ones.
Yeah.
All right.
I also want to do the Frame thing that we did last week with comedy as well, because I think that could be interesting.
Yeah, look at some of the love for Premutus, Darren. Look at that.
You're all insane.
And on that, as always, stick to your insanity.
And the best of luck. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.